Martin Cross served as chair of the three affiliated tribes from 1944 to 1946 and again from 1950 to 1956. Cross fought the building of Garrison Dam and forced relocation of tribal members, and he demanded that Congress treat the people of Fort Berthold fairly. He's also remembered for helping to organize the National Congress of American Indians, an organization that gave tribes greater political power through a unified voice. Earlier this year, Cross was inducted into the North Dakota Native American Hall of Honor, and today we'll share a profile produced by Makoche Studios.
My name is Marilyn Hudson, and I'm the one of the daughters of Martin and Dorothy Cross, one of 10 children that was born to them in Elbow Woods, North Dakota. My father was born in 1906, and when he was born, it was a transition of our Indian tribe from a way of the past to the way of the future. It would be the change from a communal type of life to individual land ownership through the Allotment Act. So everybody became landowners, and it was at that point that he married and began a family in 1930. At that time, he was doing some rodeoing, had a good friend from Sisseton named Howard Warner, and they would travel around and do a ride and so forth. Then came, the Dust Bowl and the Depression, and then right on the heels of that, the World War II. And then after that was over, then the Garrison Dam. You know, so he was caught in this kind of milieu of events happening that were beyond his control. And being the son of Chief Old Dog, he sort of fell into that responsibility of taking up leadership. And whether he really at that point would have opted to do that had he not been expected to take that role, or whether he would have chosen to continue just to farm and ranch, we'll never know. He was always a strong advocate for education, a very strong advocate that everybody needs to learn as much as they can. Although he himself did not have a high school diploma, he always insisted that everybody, you know, go to school every day and learn as much as they could, which we did because we liked school. But the second was we got out of a lot of hard work at home. So we always had perfect attendance at school. The role of leadership of the people, you know, fell to him as it did to others, but particularly with my father, because he was elected to serve as chairman on four different occasions, which was probably the majority of the time of the Garrison Dam, what we call now today the Garrison Dam era. My father made many, many trips to Washington, D.C. by train and by bus and eventually by plane, but I know that many times, many of the appearances before these various committees and subcommittees, the senators would ask, what do you want for your land? How much, what do you think your land is worth? And my father would say, I cannot give you a price. We're here to keep our land. That's what we're trying to tell you. We're here to keep our land. And they would never give a value of their land, because that's what the senators are trying to decide, appropriations committees. How much money do we have to give this Indian tribe to buy this land? And the Indian people would refuse to say, well, our land is worth, you know, it was worth, to them, it was priceless. The Flood Control Act was passed in 1944. And I think the last people moving out of Elbow Woods was 1954, a 10-year period. And so during that 10-year period, he served as chairman 8 years of that time. So all of the responsibilities of, first of all, the resistance to the dam, setting up meetings. Men would come and gather in our living room of our house, and they would talk for hours, you know, in the Indian language. They were talking about the Garrison Dam and what they were going to do and planning and so forth. So that became his way of life, was meetings and appearances. Eventually, it almost consumed him, you know, because it became just so much responsibility. And I don't remember him ever complaining, though, about it. He shouldered that responsibility year after year after year. And I think it took its toll on him. And in 1964, he died of a heart attack. I remember at night he would go, sometimes real quiet in the evenings, he would go sit out in the backyard and watch the sunset, and then he would sing, very quietly sing an Indian song. You know, we could hear him singing quietly in Indian. Other times when he would play a saxophone, he'd bring out that saxophone case and take his saxophone out and put his sheet music up there, and I can remember Stardust, and he would blow on that horn and play Stardust. And those were the good times.
Marilyn Hudson is a noted tribal historian and the daughter of Martin Cross. The audio comes to us from Makoche Studios, which has produced videos for all the inductees to the Hall of Honor, which held its first induction back in 2016. You can find the videos online at vimeo.com/Makoche. That's M-A-K-O-C-H-E.